This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
With Bob Holsworth, founder and president of VirginiaTomorrow.com. It's must reading if you want to stay in touch with the very latest on Virginia politics. Bob, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Coy. How have you been?
Very good. I want to get your reaction to the news breaking today that Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli of Virginia looks like he's got a green light for some legal action he wants to pursue.
Well, you know, clearly, Coy, the federal government wanted Judge Hudson to dismiss his suit against the health care bill, in which the Attorney General argues that it's unconstitutional for the federal government to demand and command, you might say, that an individual buy health care services. Hudson did not rule on the merits of the case, but there were some legal scholars who didn't believe that Cuccinelli had the proverbial leg to stand on, and Hudson didn't say that today. Hudson said he thought that it was a real issue, that the high court is eventually going to have to rule on it, and that he will certainly entertain motions now on the merits of the case. So a big victory for Ken Cuccinelli. There had been some conservatives, in fact, who had worried that maybe Cuccinelli's case wasn't as strong as some of the other cases, and they were hoping that he wouldn't lose first before the other cases came forward. But the reality is that Ken Cuccinelli is now in the middle of the national storm on this issue, and very, very important that the court did not disagree with Cuccinelli and basically said it certainly will consider the case on its merits.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website, and the phone lines are open for you at 977-1070. Bob, what does this mean? Because I know a lot of other attorneys general had signed on to this idea. Is there going to be one suit against the federal government that sort of like that class action cigarette thing they all got involved in?
Or? Well, there's actually two suits, Coy. That, you know, that there's 13, I think 11 or 12 or 13 attorney generals who have one suit. Cuccinelli didn't sign on to that suit, said that what he wanted to do was to have a Virginia-specific suit because he thought that's what he was defending was a Virginia law, not just a general objection. And so what happens is that he has his, what you might say, a suit of his own here. And for that reason, I think it's a very important suit and clearly gives Ken Cuccinelli both the platform and visibility that the other 13 or 11 attorney generals won't have. So at least for the moment, you know, at least today, a very big victory for Ken Cuccinelli, even though it's not one on the merits of the case.
Yeah, right. That will follow. And
yeah, it could have been a crushing defeat. It turns out to be quite a victory, and really give Ken Cuccinelli, you might say, first visibility on the issue. Court.
Well, yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. I mean, let's leave the merits of the case aside for a moment. You know, overnight here, Ken Cuccinelli may have found the platform he needs for the national attention that he obviously seeks as one of the nation's leading ultra-conservatives.
Well, I mean, I think you might say it's one of the leading activist attorney generals using the power of that office. And you might say much the same way that some Democratic attorney generals have tried to use it, like Andrew Cuomo, to sue corporations, to make their own case. So it's a very, very big victory, or at least initial victory or preliminary victory for Ken Cuccinelli today. You know, and interestingly enough, Coy, he also entered the immigration debate today, because what he did today was to basically respond to a request from Delegate Bob Marshall, in which he argues, interestingly enough, that under existing Virginia law, law enforcement officials have the right, if they are pulling somebody over for another kind of offense, to question them about their immigration status. So he entered the Arizona case in a very fascinating way today by basically suggesting that Virginia may not even need a new law of its own to be able to do what is happening under the new legislation in Arizona.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, we'll talk with Tom Gutterbach of the Center for Survey Research here in the 5 o'clock hour on this program today. And Tom was the team leader of scholars that have been studying laws in Prince William County and anti-immigration laws in Virginia. They're just about to release a study that is attracting national attention, and we'll get an exclusive preview of those study results today on this program. But I remember talking with Tom last week, and from what I understand, it's not very difficult for a police officer in a regular stop to actually check on the immigration status of someone if they want to do that.
Yeah, and Ken Cuccinelli essentially said today that, you know, under existing Virginia law, that's perfectly reasonable. And he took a real blast, at the federal government here, because he said, you know, the argument that they couldn't do it, he said, it makes no sense. He said, because local law enforcement officials enforce laws against bank robbery, kidnapping, and terrorism. So why shouldn't they be able to enforce a federal law on immigration? He says it just, is a nonsensical argument in his mind. And the fact that he is arguing that this is possible under existing law adds, I think, an entirely new wrinkle to the whole debate.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Now, Bob, tell us who Corey Stewart is, because he, of course, is very involved in this subject that we're talking about.
He's the chairman of the Board of Supervisors of Prince William County, conservative Republican, and he has started this website and this movement, VirginiaRuleOfLaw.com, to actually introduce into the Virginia legislature, though he is not a member, sort of a popular, you might say, a populist-driven bill that would make Virginia, you could say, Arizona East. And the interesting feature of this is not only highlighting the immigration argument, but here's a local official who is clearly thinking about some kind of statewide run. Local officials often have a very difficult time getting statewide name recognition because they don't have that hook or the natural constituency. So this might be one of the most creative means of developing a statewide constituency that I've seen in Virginia politics in recent decades, Coy.
Now, Bob, you've been watching Virginia politics for a long time. What do you think of the chances that we could actually see some type of Arizona-like statewide legislation regarding immigration?
Well, I think a lot of that's going to depend in some instances on what the national mood is this November and what message people read from that. But, Coy, there are dozens of immigration bills introduced into the Virginia legislature every year. And given that this has now become a national matter that not only Ken Cuccinelli but Bob McDonnell is going to have to enter, my sense is that we're going to see, a plethora of legislation in the upcoming legislative session in January. And I don't quite know how it's going to go, but I think the results that occur in this November is going to tell us a lot about what's going to happen in Virginia next spring.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The website is VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, let me ask you about two recent polls regarding Governor Bob McDonnell. What's this about?
Well, Rasmussen came out and had McDonnell with a 64% approval rating. It wouldn't have been big news, except the previous week, VCU had been out with a 48% approval rating for Bob McDonnell. There were a couple of differences in methodology. Rasmussen only looked at registered voter or likely voters, while at the same time VCU took the general population there. At one time, I should have a bias, I directed the Center for Public Policy at VCU, where the survey lab reported, and I did a lot of survey work myself. My sense on this is Rasmussen's probably pretty closer, though. The VCU poll, for example, showed that there was a fairly dramatic shift in people thinking Virginia's on the right track since the last year of the Kaine administration, where it was more people thought we were on the wrong track. Right now, by a 47-37% margin, people think Virginia's on the right track. And I always thought it was curious that McDonald's numbers were so low, given the fact that the right track numbers had kind of reversed. And so I wasn't surprised to see another poll come out with higher numbers for the governor. And my sense is I don't know if they're 64% approval, but I think he has to be higher than 48%, actually.
Right. And Bob McDonnell is getting ready to start a series of town hall meetings around the state. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He's going to go and talk about his ABC proposal and other issues. And so part of the town hall meetings is for McDonnell to try to get some public support for a proposal for ABC privatization that's probably good policy in a lot of ways, Coy, but doesn't have a natural constituency. There's not a lot of groups mobilizing around, let's privatize ABC, whereas there will be groups that will mobilize against it. So I think that's one issue. But the other feeling I have, Coy, and I have this from talking over time to some people inside the administration, is they really want to get him out of what you might call the capital bubble in Richmond. They think he does well in groups with citizens. They want to be able to control a message, and you can do that a little better when you're talking to citizens than just when you're talking to reporters. So this is part of a broader McDonnell media strategy to have his message controlled by himself and not by the reporters.
Yeah, it's very smart, actually. We're talking with Bob Holdsworth. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website. And let's see here. What have I missed, Bob? Let me ask you this. The 5th District race, now we've got Republican nominee Robert Hurt, Virginia Senator Robert Hurt, running against incumbent Democrat Tom Perriello. Charlottesville has a big forum with the candidates coming up a week from Wednesday at the Senior Center. I will be moderating that event. But the big news so far seems to be not so much the issues as the effect of independent candidate Jeff Clark on these debates, because Robert Hurt is saying, I'm not going to participate in any of these debates if Jeff Clark is going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, this is a fairly standard practice that people don't want to give the candidate airtime and face time who might take votes away from them. You know, Hurt wants it to be a two-way race with Perriello. He doesn't want to have a third candidate on his right getting a lot of attention. Perriello has raised a ton of money. He is a great constituent service, first-term congressman, works his tail off, but he is out in for one tough time in this race, largely because of the environment. Perriello was able to eke by, beat Virgil Goode in a year where you had tremendous Obama surge. He's not going to have that in 2010. There's a Survey USA poll out about 10 days ago with Hurt having a 23-point lead. I don't know whether that's really the case or not, but the fact of the matter is that there might have been a 13-point, excuse me, but he had a very large lead over Tom Perriello. I think it was 58-45, and my sense is that Perriello is in for an uphill climb to keep this seat, because he's up against a strong candidate. He's in a bad environment for Democrats this year. And with all the troubles in Washington over the last week or so with Rangel and Waters, it's not getting any better for the Democrats right now.
Bob Holdsworth, the website is VirginiaTomorrow.com. Check it out. Lots of good stuff there. Bob, have a terrific week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Hey, you take care, Coy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.